For the Arab world's annual get-together, this year the leaders converged on Algiers, some representing countries in turmoil, others locked in a standoff over power, while many govern societies struggling with dire social and economic challenges. The conflict and crises are not just within Arab countries. The level of representation was a sign of the uneasy relationships among each other. Algeria says the gathering is about reunifying the Arab League, but the normalization of ties between Israel and some Arab countries has further polarized it. And while leaders voiced messages of support for Palestinian rights and statehood, the gathering ended without condemnation of Israel.
Dear brothers, our Palestinian people are facing racist policies. With our challenges, we are expecting from you to follow up, to pursue your position by activating the previous resolutions of the Arab summits.
Those taking part in the summit face the challenge of crafting a final resolution agreed by all. A point of contention has long been the role of non-Arab actors, Turkey and Iran. The final communique called for non-interference in Arab affairs and an end to the presence of foreign forces. But unlike some leaders, it didn't mention names. It wasn't the only divisive issue put aside. There was no agreement on Syria's return to the Arab fold after more than a decade of exclusion due to its brutal crackdown on peaceful protests. Syria's reinstatement was something Russia had been pushing for, but it does appear to have won another diplomatic battle. The Arab League didn't isolate Moscow and remained neutral in the Ukraine conflict. In turn, President Vladimir Putin told the League Russia is ready to cooperate with them to boost their security. The war in Ukraine has also affected economies. An increase in food and fuel prices has worsened hunger in the Middle East and North Africa. And while Russia may have reversed its decision to suspend participation in the effort to allow Ukraine to export grains, it caused concern.
We must do all we can to ensure the continued success of the Black Sea Grain Initiative to provide relief to those in need.
Geopolitical divides have created a new reality in the Middle East and North Africa, where Russia and China are gaining influence at the expense of the U.S. The final communique supported the decision by OPEC Plus to reduce oil output, which caused tensions between Saudi Arabia and the United States. But many see it as the revival of the old regional order, where leaders use words like unity, solidarity, and joint action without offering solutions to the crises. Zana Khodr, Al Jazeera, Algiers.